Theodore and Mr. Balbini, written and illustrated by Petra Mathers. Mr. Balbini had a dog. No wife, no children, no cat. Just Theodore. When Mr. Balbini talked, Theodore sat on his hind legs and listened. He ate and slept when his master did. They went for walks. Mr. Balbini was happy, and Theodore seemed happy, too. Then, one day, at lunchtime, Theodore gave Mr. Balbini a funny look.
"Beef bits again?" he asked. "I've never been keen on beef bits."
Mr. Balbini was thunderstruck. His Theodore, a talking dog? His head buzzed with questions, but he couldn't get a word out. Finally, he stammered, Why, Theodore, I had no idea. Why didn't you speak up before?" Theodore frowned.
"Let's go for a walk," he said. "But no leash, please. And not down West Shore Road. I get tired of the same old streets, don't you? And the boathouse at the end of the block is a bore."
Mr. Balbini liked the same old streets. He especially liked the boathouse at the end of the block. But he didn't dare say so. It was drizzling outside. When they got home, they were soaked.
"I don't like the rain," complained Theodore, rolling on the rug. "Would you mind drying me off? I feel a bad cold coming on."
Mr. Balbini brought a towel.
"A little more to the left, please," directed Theodore.
When he was cozy, he curled up for his nap.
"What's for dinner?" he yawned.
Mr. Balbini had planned to have the last lamb chop and feed Theodore the rest of the Bow Wow beef bits. But that was out of the question now. He opened the refrigerator.
"Macaroni and cheese?" he suggested.
"Well, I don't think so," said Theodore.
"Chicken pie?"
"I wouldn't mind that last chop," said Theodore.
While Theodore rested, Mr. Balbini popped a chicken pie into the oven and fried the chop. He still couldn't believe what had happened. He shook his head and set the table for two. After dinner, Mr. Balbini rushed to turn on the television. Every Sunday he watched Detectives from Outer Space, his favorite program.
"But it's a rerun," snorted Theodore, who was snoozing on the sofa. "Wouldn't you rather watch French Chefs?"
Mr. Balbini sighed and switched to French Chefs.
"Turn it up a little, would you?" said Theodore, pricking up his ears.
Mr. Balbini suddenly felt very tired. He looked at his dog. "I could never call him Old Pooch again," he thought, and padded upstairs to his room.
"Too bad we don't have color TV," Theodore called after him.
Mr. Balbini slept poorly. He woke feeling tired and took a long shower. He wondered if Theodore was awake. It would be nice to have a quiet breakfast. He looked forward to reading the newspaper. He tiptoed downstairs. Theodore was awake. He was already reading the paper.
"I want to learn French," he announced, pointing to an ad.
"Madame Poulet, French without toil." Mr. Balbini dialed the number. He explained to Madame that he had a very special student.
"All my students are special, monsieur," she said, and promised to come that same day.
"We shall start at the beginning, yes?" she asked when she saw Theodore. During the lesson, Mr. Balbini retired to his armchair. The sun warmed the back of his head. His eyelids drooped, and he slept. He dreamed of Theodore pushing a giant TV set around the house. On the screen was Madame Poulet singing French recipes. He woke with a start. Madame was smiling down at him.
Yo, Theo is so clever. He learns quick, quick. Please let him visit me. I have many books he would like.
Cookbooks, said Theodore.
Yes, chuckled Madame, and I am not such a bad cook myself.
Mr. Balbini was overjoyed. Peace and quiet, he thought. My house will be my own again. That afternoon, Mr. Balbini trimmed his rosebush. He made some tea and read the paper. He started for his walk down West Shore Road to the boathouse at the end of the block. But he turned around. It wasn't the same walking by himself. The house seemed empty. I miss him, he said. I miss the way he used to be before he talked. Theodore called in the evening.
Madame has invited me to stay a while. I hope you don't mind. We're having fun.
Then Madame got on the phone.
Oh, Monsieur Yoteo, he is so amusing. Why not join us for a little party tomorrow night? Then you can meet my Josephine.
The next evening, Mr. Balbini dressed with care. He wore his new hat and bought a bouquet of flowers. Theodore opened the door. He was wearing a new hat, too, a chef's hat. But it was Josephine who looked glad to see Mr. Balbini.
Let me show you my room, said Theodore, leading the way.
Theo, come help me whip the egg whites, Madame called from the kitchen.
Mr. Balbini was left alone with Josephine. He bent down to ruffle her ears.
What a good dog, he murmured. Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are.
Josephine snuggled closer.
And how do you like your new friend Theodore? Asked Mr. Balbini.
Josephine frowned and gazed at him with damp eyes.
I wonder, said Mr. Balbini, perhaps you would like to visit me for a while.
Josephine wagged her tail. Mr. Balbini ran to the kitchen to ask Madame.
Yes, mais oui, what a wonderful idea, she said.
Josephine barked and bounced off to fetch her ball. At dinner, Mr. Balbini and Madame discovered they both loved detectives from outer space.
You know, she confessed, I always watch it on Sundays, even though it's mostly reruns.
Mr. Balbini glanced down at Josephine and patted her nose. She licked his hand. After the party, Josephine followed Mr. Balbini to his car. She hopped into the back seat.
Why don't we all have a picnic next week? Madame Poulet called as she and Theodore waved goodbye.
Mr. Balbini smiled as he drove off. Tomorrow, we'll take a nice, long walk, Josephine, he said. You'll love West Shore Road and the boathouse at the end of the block. The end. That was Theodore and Mr. Balbini, written and illustrated by Petra Mathers.